So who were the bad guys? The Schutzstaffel, the SS, under Adolf Hitler. It was a major Nazi military organization and responsible for most of the crimes against humanity during the Second World War, especially the Holocaust. As a part of its race-centric functions, the SS oversaw the isolation and displacement of Jewish people from the populations of Germany and the conquered territories, seizing their assets and imprisoning them in concentration camps and ghettos where they would be used as slave labor pending extermination. Is the slide up now? Yeah. So probably most of you have heard of Corrie ten Boom, whose name is there. Dutch family, not Jewish people. Christian people, though, and they helped many Jewish people escape. Who you probably haven't heard of is Betsy ten Boom. This was her sister. In 1944, the Germans arrested the entire Ten Boom family with the help of a Dutch informant. And they were sent first to Schweinewegen prison. Well, I think I probably said that wrong. This is where their father died a few days after his capture. And then on to another political concentration camp in the Netherlands and finally to Ravensbrück. I told you about that one earlier. And this is where Corrie's sister Betsy died, was at Ravensbrück. And before she died, she said these words to her sister: "There is no pit greater or deeper, I should say, than God's love." Corrie was released in December of 1944. She later learned that her release was a clerical error and she should have been exterminated with the other women in her age group. In her book, The Hiding Place, she writes the following. "It was at a church in Munich that I saw him, the former SS man who had stood guard at the shower room door in the processing center at Ravensbrück. He was the first of our actual jailers that I had seen since that time. And suddenly it was all there. The room full of mocking men, the heaps of clothing, Betsy's pain-blanched face. He came up to me in the church that was emptying, beaming and bowing. 'How grateful I am for your message, Fraulein,' he said. 'To think that, as you say, he has washed my sins away.' His hand was thrust out to shake mine. And I, who had preached so often to the people in Bloemendaal on the need to forgive, I kept my hand at my side. Even as the angry, vengeful thoughts boiled through me, I saw the sin of them. Jesus Christ had died for this man. Was I going to ask for more? 'Lord Jesus,' I prayed, 'forgive me. Help me to forgive him.' I tried to smile. I tried to raise my hand. I could not. I felt nothing, not the slightest spark of warmth or charity. And so again, I breathed a silent prayer. 'Jesus, I cannot forgive him. Give him your forgiveness.' Then I took his hand, and the most incredible thing happened. From my shoulder, along my arm, and through my hand, a current seemed to pass from me to him, while into my heart sprang a love for this stranger that almost overwhelmed me. And so I discovered that it is not on our forgiveness any more than on our goodness that the world's healing hinges, but on his. When he tells us to love our enemies, he gives, along with the command, the love itself."